everyone, and welcome to Heart and Hustle in Hamilton County, a podcast about the people, places, and policies that form Hamilton County government. I'm Jeff Aluto. I'm the county administrator with Hamilton County. And with me, as always, is our communications manager, Bridget Doherty. Bridget,
hello. Happy to be here. Hello, hello.
And Bridget, in this episode, we're going to, for the first time, really start to pivot away from our typical COVID-19 local response. And in our first episode in doing that, we have a really cool episode that I'm really excited about, and actually covers two of our most critical departments in county government, the intermeshing of the Sheriff's Office and the Department of Environmental Services. We're going to today cover environmental crimes. And with us today, we're really fortunate and privileged to have Corporal Brian Peek, who has been with the Environmental Crimes Unit in Hamilton County since September of 2018, helping to make sure that we are enforcing laws related to environmental crimes and quality of life out there that are really important for a lot of different reasons that we'll get into. So, Brian, welcome to the Corporal. I should say, Corporal, welcome to the show, and thanks for being here.
Good morning, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Maybe just start, Brian, for folks that are out there. I mentioned initially that you've been with the Environmental Crimes Unit since September of 2018. You've actually been with the Sheriff's Department for a lot longer than that. So maybe just start by talking a little bit about your background and how you got to be in the Environmental Crimes Unit.
Sure. So I started with the Sheriff's Office in the jail in 1994. At the time, that Sheriff, Sheriff Lease, requested you start there if you had aspirations to go to road patrol. So I was in the jail till about 97. I came out as a patrolman, entry-level patrolman, enforcement officer. And in 2001, I interviewed to go become a detective, a shirt and tie detective for the sheriff's office. So I did that all the way up through 13. The beginning of 2014, Sheriff Neal decided he was going to put the motorcycles on the streets full time. And myself and the sergeant were the two senior guys on that unit. So I did that up until 18. Was also an observer, was a flight observer, TFO, with our helicopters. Did some really neat stuff. Was able to fly over the riots in 01 from 4 to midnight, which was quite interesting. And then when this position came up in 18, the end of 2018, I landed this environmental enforcement officer position.
That's great. Well, we're glad you're here. For folks who might not know, what is an environmental crimes unit? What are the environmental crimes that we're dealing with in Hamilton County?
So this position is contracted through the Sheriff's Office. It's paid for by Hamilton County Recycling and Solid Waste. They've entered into a contract to have an enforcement officer follow up on environmental crimes. Most importantly, my position primarily is focused on used tires, the transporting of used tires and the dumping of used tires. In addition to that, secondarily, is any overall wholesale dumping. Anything that would happen in communities that would be, make the communities blighted, et cetera. But like I said, primarily is the transporting and dumping of the tires.
Got it. And again, for folks who might not know, everyone knows it just as a matter of course that dumping tires is bad. But there's reasons for that that go beyond just them being unsightly, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, tires, rubber tires, used tires don't decay. They don't erode. They properly disposed of, can be put for, useful means. But if not, they're collected. They collect water, bear mosquitoes, those type of things and the environmental effects that they never erode. They never go away.
So you're a unit of one, and it seems to me you have to partner with a lot of people in order to get this job done. Who do you work with?
So there's a lot of folks that I work with hand in hand. We have a partnership, obviously, with the prosecutor's office. Keep Cincinnati Beautiful here in the Cincinnati. I work hand in hand with them. Public health, the health department, city health department, city public services. I mean, those are all entities that directly or indirectly that I touch or that I deal with based upon, the complaints that I get, the means of disposal. So every one of those entities are folks that I, have to work with daily or weekly.
And so as you go about doing this job, Corporal, someone sees something that they want to report. They've got dumping in their community. There's a tire pile. Someone's filling in a creek with trash, that type of thing. How do they go about reporting to you or making you aware of the problem?
So there's multiple ways to report dumping. Most importantly is if you go to HamiltonCountyRecycles.org, on that webpage, there's a link to report a tip. If you hit the drop-down boxes, it'll get you a full-page tip form that, you can fill in if you see somebody that has been dumping, transporting or dumping tires or any, overall dumping. In addition to that, reportdumping.org is another website where you can go to access that same tip line. And even by public service or by phone, you can call 946-7788. Every one of those tips or every one of those means to report a tip come to my email. So that's how we log. That's how we follow up on, tips of reported dumping.
So what kind of things would you like folks to report to you? What's helpful in order to really get this crime to stop happening?
Obviously we don't ever want people in the community to get in harm's way, but, most importantly is if you can identify the vehicle, potentially information on a driver, operators, if it's happening in your community and it's a repeat problem, smartphones are everywhere nowadays, everybody videos everything. So if you have a smartphone, can capture, images, likenesses of a truck or individuals who are doing this dumping, that works well. Even if you cannot, complete that or do that on that tip, once I communicate with you, either via email or phone, we can work on getting me that information.
And then once you're aware of it and you go out and let's say it, you'll do the investigation and let's say ultimately it leads to someone that you can cite, what's the process from there? What should the public know about how you go about pursuing this all the way through the system?
So anything that I do dumping related, we're fortunate here in Hamilton County that we have a specific court and a specific judge that hears these type of situations. It's a housing court docket in the municipal courtroom here in Hamilton County. Judge Bernie Bouchard hears all the misdemeanor complaints that I have regarding dumping, whether it be a zoning issue or something like that within the city or a community here. He hears all of those. In dealing with the tires are different because the transporting and or the dumping of the used tires, that is an unclassified felony. So when those people are apprehended, that actually has to go through a grand jury hearing, and then that winds up in common pleas court. So it's a little bit different avenue, but I'd say probably 65-70% of the stuff that I do is on the misdemeanor level, and that goes through Judge Bouchard.
Got it. So probably a lot of you probably have to have a lot of conversations with people. Just from an education perspective, I would imagine, as we were talking before we started with the podcast today, a lot of people probably don't know that transporting a certain number of tires is against the law, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, if it's over 10 used tires without a certificate from the state of Ohio, that is an unclassified felony. And, by the language of the law and under the Ohio Revised Code, a tire is deemed solid waste. So if you are caught doing that and dumping that is the unclassified aspect of, that law.
So besides tires, what else are you kind of dealing with as far as illegal dumping?
A lot, Bridget. I mean, we do, unfortunately. From cleanouts, we find stuff that we deem, folks have four family, three family, two families, and their maintenance guy is given X amount of money to clean one out if, a tenant has left, and in lieu of taking it to a dump site, Rumpke, for $35-$40, they opt to keep the money in their pocket, and they find a dead-end street or an alleyway, and they get rid of it, dispose it, and keep the money in their pocket. It could be anything from trash. It could be household waste. It could be, just old used furniture. You name it, we've run into it.
Do you see this? Are there either seasonal times of the year where this happens more than others, and are there geographic hotspots throughout the county that just because of their geography, et cetera, you see more of this happen?
Yes. Excuse me. We find in the city there are certain districts that have hotspots, absolutely. And then in the county, there's probably at least two of the townships that a little bit more rural, you know, off the beaten path, where you can dispose of something, you know, and be undetected or not seen, whether it be during the day or during the night. But yeah, there's we do our best. I mean, you know, with the partnership with Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, I mean, we've got multiple cameras, upwards of 20 cameras, and we try to hit most of the hotspots, you know, within the communities where, you know, folks on councils come to us and say, hey, we need your help, and we try to accommodate the best we can.
So give us a couple of stories over your years of doing this. What's the most egregious dumping that you've seen?
On the east side, probably about a year and a half ago, we had multiple tire dumps on not a right-of-way, but an alley that folks would have to travel to get to their detached garages. And one Sunday morning, unfortunately, one of the couple families come out, and they couldn't navigate to get to their garage because, you know, under the color of darkness, a quite big dump truck dumped two loads of used tires in that alley that completely eliminated their access to their garage. They couldn't park on the street, hence the reason for the alleyway. You know, in addition, just within the last year or two, we had a big refrigerator dump. You know, now, as you know, or most people probably know, is that if you're going to dispose of a refrigerator, you have to have the Freon extracted. It has to be a certificate. Somebody professional has to do that before Cohen Recycling or somebody will accept it. We had five dumped across from Christ Hospital on a dead-end street, and that was pretty bad deal.
Do you see repeat offenders in this business, or do you, when you take someone through the process, they get fined, they go through the housing court, do you find that people learn from these experiences, or do you have people that you're constantly citing to the housing court?
So since I've been doing the position, I've only had one person that's been a multiple, you know, time offender, a recidivist, and I won't say that I've had people, but there's a specific company that we found that has been dumping. Maybe the company owner doesn't know, but it's his employees with the likeness, the name on the side of the truck. It's his company. So only one individual, but we do have a company that, you know, currently we're watching as well, because we believe that they've been partaking in the illegal dumping, meaning that they're hired, you know, by the city to do a contracting job, and then in lieu of disposing of the solid waste correctly, it ends up in a parking lot, it ends up in a vacant lot, it ends up, you know, someplace like that.
Yeah, well, and I'd hope that, you know, the fact that there's a couple of instances that you can recognize as repeat offenders, I'd hope that for the most part this is an educational process for people, right? I mean, they do it, it's, you know, maybe they think, I don't have any options to dispose of all these tree stumps or what have you. They do it. They get caught. There's a penalty for that, and hopefully they realize, I don't do this again.
I would hope so as well, Jeff. I mean, at the end of the day, when those individuals go to court, typically, at minimum, they're going to get court costs, which is $160, versus if they would have just gone to a dump, it's going to be, you know, a third of that. And then if the judge finds it egregious enough, or, you know, wants to see pictures of the dumping, and, you know, he also has the opportunity to give them other fines. So at the end of the day, yes, they are paying, once they go to court, far more than what they would have had to pay or just dealt with it appropriately.
So, you know, when I think about environmental crimes, because I wasn't really sure what it was in the beginning, and I was thinking deforestation, toxic dump, but dumping of, you know, tires and these refrigerators, I mean, there's a real, like, environmental piece to this where, you know, like we had said, talked about, you know, the tires can burn, they don't go anywhere. I mean, can you talk about, like, the environmental factors of cleaning up some of this mess?
Depending upon the dumping and depending upon what it is, obviously the tires are the biggest aspect. And, you know, the state EPA steps in and assists on a big tire dump just because of the manner in which they have to be removed. You know, when it gets to polluting a stream or polluting waterways or like that, that's obviously, as you know, another big no-no. But on that aspect of it, I mean, you know, the Board of Health steps in and they assist as well as with the EPA. And, you know, I would rely on them because that's their training. That's what they do. I like to say I'm the segue that, you know, assist them to get these folks in the court. You know, I don't have that training, those certifications, the registered sanitarians and such that, you know, are, you know, part of the Board of Health that investigate these crimes. But when it's egregious or when they get notice of violations and there's no compliance, then that's where me, the sheriff's office, steps in. I'm the segue that gets them to court. So, I mean, I scratch the surface, but, you know, I'm a policeman. I don't have all the training and the technical aspects of, you know, these folks that, you know, do it every day and know it.
Yeah, but as we were talking about before the show, I mean, you just mentioned it from a public health perspective. I mean, when you're talking about tires and tire dumps that, you know, can be in a field behind someone's house or even, God forbid, like you said, even in a driveway between two houses, there's really no better harbor for stagnant water and mosquito larvae than used tires dumped out there. So you get these big pools of mosquitoes, and especially during the summer, that are disease vectors, et cetera. So this is a real quality of life, but public health issue as well.
And in addition to that, Jeff, I mean, you know, one of the other aspects of what this job entails is we inspect tire shops or even box store, you know, buildings that sell tires, your tire discounters, your, you know, Meineke, your mom and pop stores. And with the Board of Health, I go and with one of the registered sanitarians, and we do an inspection. And that inspection is for compliance issues to make sure that they have a secured area for these tires. If it's an outside area, it's expected to be covered unless there's weekly pickup from, you know, your Liberty Tire Service or your Rumpke that comes and gets, you know, the used tires. In addition to that, inside of these buildings, you know, they have the tires, if they're stored inside, have to be a certain distance away from the ceiling. So, you know, God forbid if the building would catch on fire, the fire department has a means to extinguish or, you know, put out the fire, and it's done safely. So there's you know, different aspects of the tires. The tires could potentially be a problem all the way around.
Right. Well, as we wrap up here today, Corporal, anything else you would like the public to know? Just in terms of reporting, again, accessing your services, et cetera. Any last words that you would leave the public with?
If my biggest help or the complaint or, you know, the complaints I receive, like anything, is if you're going to report a crime to me or report a tip to me, rather, via any of the means which we've discussed, just as detailed as you can be, as thorough as you can be. That way, the more information I have, the better I have, you know, resources to follow up with either catching them, apprehending them, or, you know, at least putting them on my radar, especially if it's in a community that, you know, folks are just fed up with the dumping. So, you know, as thorough as you can be, never putting yourself in harm's way, but, you know, if you can snap a picture, snap a video, partial license plates, and, you know, maybe potentially identify driver or persons involved, you know, if it's a trailer, any of that that would be color of trailer. I've had that, you know, where people are very specific, and it's been, you know, very, very good. I've been able to, you know, from tips, I've been able to get some really good stuff.
You can really tell that you like your job, and you know, what are the aspects that you like about doing it, since you are a unit of one?
I can honestly tell you that as an investigator early on, as you know, it's hard to defeat video or still photographs. So most of this stuff is misdemeanor dumping. But when I go and meet with these people, you know, I explain what's going on, and, you know, to my face, they tell me, no, it wasn't me, you know, nobody else drives my truck, and I have this array of photos here of an individual that as I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, this is probably you if you're telling me nobody else is driving this truck. You know, and I'm very transparent, even though it's my evidence, okay? I will show them the photographs and explain, well, then I need your help because I need to know who this is. And they will look at that photo, they look me in the eyes, they look back and say, man, you got me. And I'm thinking, I appreciate the fact that you're being honest with me, you know, and or there's a positive resolution, in my opinion, because as we discussed, Jeff, hopefully they won't be a recidivist. They're going to go to court. And, you know, as long as they go in and fall on the sword, if you will, and admit that they did a really bad mistake, it's probably going to be better for them. They're going to be cited. They're going to be fined. But at the end of the day, you would hope that this resonates with somebody that, hey, somebody's watching. You know, you never know who's out there. You never know what your neighbor's, you know, taking video of or still photos of just because they're tired of it in their community.
Right.
Well, as Bridget said, Corporal, it's clear that you like what you do. And on behalf of Hamilton County, we're happy you're out there doing it. You help to make this community a cleaner, a healthier, a safer place for people. And while most times you're probably dealing with people reporting tips electronically and things like that, you're resolving these issues and cleaning things up very directly for people who call, who have a quality of life issue in their community. And we can't thank you enough for that, especially as Bridget said, as a department of one. One thing I do want to just reemphasize, as you said earlier, for people who want to report a tip, they can go to reportdumping.org or they can call 946-7788. And as Corporal Peake said a little bit earlier, if you are out there and you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking that, well, shoot, what other options do I have? I've got all this junk. I've got all these tree limbs. I've got these trash. I got this tires. What do I do? Go to HamiltonCountyRecycles.org. They have resources there that will tell you no matter what it is, whether it's computers, refrigerators, tires, trash, yard waste, how to get rid of that safely, responsibly, and hopefully cost effectively as well. So, Corporal, thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank all of you for listening to episode 10 of Heart and Hustle in Hamilton County. On behalf of my co-host, Bridget Doherty, I want to encourage you to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other providers. And you can find this podcast on our website, HamiltonCountyOhio.gov, on the County Administrators page. And we will see you next time on Heart and Hustle in Hamilton County.